Welcome to Panther Podcast. I'm Colby Sharp, third grade teacher at Parma Elementary, here with my co-host, Ben Gilpin, principal, Warner Elementary.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Panther Podcast, where we share the stories of Western educators.
Just Western friends, welcome to May. It is 78 degrees. It is beautiful. I can look outside my classroom window right now and I see kids running around, picking dandelions, playing Gaga, and running laps. Mr. Gilpin, I cannot think of a better place to be right now. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic. It is a beautiful Thursday. Our fourth graders are out touring Jackson area businesses. Tomorrow, our fifth graders are off to Chicago. It is definitely spring because you know you got field trips that are left and right. But we have a couple special guests with us that I'm excited to hear more about because, Colby, I know that you have heard quite a bit about this college and career readiness that we've been doing. And that, this is really countywide, cradle to career and that whole movement that I know Mr. Oxley has really been pushing over at the Jackson ISD. We have Mr. Josh Smith with us from the high school. We also have, he's brought a student with him, Lisa, and they are going to get a chance to introduce themselves. But before we get into that, Josh.
Uh-oh.
Josh, is it true that you dabble in running?
I dabble in running. I did my first half marathon last Saturday, and the first 9 miles went very smoothly. And after the 9 mile mark, I hit a wall and had to walk 5 or 6 times. And the funny part about that is, though, is that there were some pretty old people, I'm not sure how to say that politically correct, but there were some pretty old people who I passed early on who then passed me at mile 10 and 11. So it was a good experience, though, overall.
I did hear that you had run a half marathon. Nicole Kelly also ran a half marathon. Which one did you happen to do?
I did the one in Novi.
Novi, okay, because I know there was also the Borges one was over in Kalamazoo. But I did know that you do dabble a little bit in running. But I was hoping that you could also tell us a little bit more personally, what are some of the things that that really motivate and inspire and that that you like as hobbies?
I also enjoy playing basketball. We do that after school with the high school team from time to time. I enjoy reading. Like lots of reading about educational things, but also about just like family. I'm not in the nerdy book club, although maybe I would like to be someday.
All you have to do is be a reader and you're in.
Okay. I also enjoy reading things about family. We have 3 small children at home. We're about to have a 4th, and so it's always good to be up to speed on the latest and greatest in parenting. So,
and most importantly, you're healthy today.
I'm healthy today, yes.
Based on the conversations that we were having yesterday with your, you were having some of the chills and not feeling well, I will honestly say I was worried about your health today. So it's good to see you and good to see that you're here.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you brought Lisa on with you. Lisa, you're a senior at Western High School. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I know a whole lot about you, Lisa. So could you tell us a little bit more about you?
Sure. Well, I've been going to Western since before I was born because my mom has been teaching here. Mm-hmm. And so basically my schedule is filled with either volleyball or soccer. Those sports keep me pretty busy for the most part, as well as National Honor Society and the honor roll. Just keeping my grades up can be pretty tiresome sometimes. But in my free time, I like to read and hang out with my friends and watch movies, of course, and stage things.
And I believe you just won some, like, award, some Interstate 8 thing.
Oh, yeah. I won, I-8 does this, like, top 10 from Western with a high GPA who plays 2 sports, and I had the privilege of being on that. So, yeah.
And you're going to Bethel, is that right?
In the fall, I will be attending Bethel College, which is a small Christian college in Indiana. It's about 2 hours away. And there I will be majoring in exercise science.
You're leaving your mom all alone.
I am. Hopefully she'll be okay.
Hey, I have one really quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Did you or did you not push your mom down the stairs?
I did not. I promise I did not.
Thank you. Mr. Gilpin, Miss Woolworth's like on one leg. She's like riding around on this little scooter. She broke her foot. So just making sure I asked Mr. Woolworth. So I'm just.
Yeah. No, neither of us did it.
Everything is okay over there at the Woolworth household.
Yes.
So for those of you listening in, Lisa, Lisa's mom is Suzanne Woolworth. And Suzanne.
We need to call her. Lisa's mom is Teacher of the Year.
Last night is when she got that. And I happened to be at the ceremony. And one thing that those of you that were not there, her speech at the end was phenomenal. So kudos to Suzanne, and congratulations again to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's jump into some questions. You know, Josh, as a high school counselor, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know exactly what you do, and I know that some people maybe have an idea dealing with schedules and helping out high schoolers with what they're going to do after high school, possibly even doing some scholarship work with kids. But also, you know, the term counselor would probably signify for a lot of people that you're helping kids that are in need. Could you kind of give us what does a normal day look like for Josh Smith?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, let me again thank both of you for the opportunity to speak with you today. These Panther podcasts are great to listen to, so it's an honor to be speaking with both of you today. A normal day is actually hard to describe because of the variety of responsibilities, as many of the listeners would be able to relate with. But again, that's what really makes this job fun. There's always a lot of variety. We work with some of our most gifted students, like Lisa, who's here today. But we also deal with a lot of gifted students that are dealing with some tough situations and difficult challenges, too. I would say the most consistent part of our daily activities revolve around dealing with students and working with them academically, socially, and emotionally. However, much like a classroom has certain parts of curriculum that they cover during the year, we as counselors also have specific focuses during the year. So things like scheduling are going to hit us like right now. Scholarships have a certain part of the year, and the ever-popular standardized testing. We also do a lot with college admissions and dual enrollment and credit recovery and career readiness and things like that.
Sounds like never a dull moment.
No, it's true.
You know, Colby, I don't know about you, but what I heard from Josh that really resonated with me is that that whole child, you know, the social, emotional, academic, that really seems to be one of the big things that Josh focuses on. And I know that you and I both look at the whole child approach as the only approach that we can really do here in the Western School District and education in general. Thoughts?
I think he's wearing a lot of hats, and I applaud him for taking care of all of these kids, because that sounds hard. Sounds like a hard job, Mr. Smith.
It's very rewarding at the same time, though, and I think all educators have that. They have that unique ability to be flexible and at the same time wear those many hats while keeping the main goal in mind. So,
hey, Lisa, I'd like to get a take from you. You know, you've got high school now. You know, you're coming to an end, and I'm sure you've got a lot of memories, but you've also got a lot of, whether it's graduation, whether it's graduation parties, whether it's trying to figure out which college. And, you know, could you talk to not only the adults that are going to listen to the Panthers podcast, but also students that might listen to it? You know, when did things really hit high gear for you, and you had to start buckling down, and what am I going to do after high school? And what does that end of the year rush really mean to a senior?
Okay, well, looking back now, it's kind of difficult to see what I've gone through. There's been so much that the past 4 years has given to me, and it's been a blessing to be able to have such a wonderful class to be with and create those memories. But it seems like they just happened yesterday now, like looking back at them. So it's interesting to think about what we've gone through. But as the end of the year comes, it's kind of surreal to think that it's your ending. You're going on and starting new and fresh start, and you have a lot of choices to make, which are beyond scary to think about. But it's kind of cool to have a class that backs you up, and just, you need to trust them. And I've learned that in the past couple of weeks, that your class kind of carries you all the way, and it's been fun, but I'm kind of ready to head off into college and start something new.
So when you got your graduation party all set, everything like that on paper?
Of course, yep. We just got our invitations and graduation's coming, so it'll be exciting. It's different and scary to think about, but I think I'm ready.
Very good. So Josh, you know, I want to go back a little bit. This kind of involves Lisa, but I know it's more than just Lisa. For you, what signifies success? You know, as I look at Lisa and I look at, you know, she's going to be going off to Bethel, and you know, she really, you can see the confidence and the just the experience that high school and Western has given her. What for you signifies that success?
I would honestly say success is kind of hard to define. As all educators would say, anytime you're working with people or with students, there are so many variables involved. One of the things, and Mrs. Callender is the other counselor here in the high school, and she does an amazing job as well. One of the goals that we both have is to always put students in the best possible place for success. And I think at the end of the day, if we can say that we've done that, if we put students in the best situation possible to succeed, then we've done our job as counselors. So that can be a number of different things. Again, it could be from working with their schedule to providing them with resources and tools, or even just being there for support. Just trying to create an atmosphere and an environment where they can be successful if they put their mind to it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I guess that leads me to a quick question about you're going to have seniors are going to be graduating. You got eighth graders coming up. What is something that either you or Mrs. Callender tend to have to do with those eighth graders? What does that transition look like from the middle school to the high school?
It's a good question. I would also just add to that Mr. Tripp in the middle school, they do a great job of prepping those students to transition into the high school. Really, by the time they get here, they're ready to go. We do a freshman orientation during the summer. There are even a couple occasions where we get to go over and introduce ourselves as counselors, and we talk about scheduling and classes that we offer. Mr. Young and Mrs. Starr over in the middle school also do a great job just prepping the students to be ready for grade 9.
Very good. Hey, Colby, you know, we've really covered quite a bit. What are your takes on Josh, on Lisa, and some of the programs that we have going in the high school? I know you have an inside track to that with your wife in the high school as well.
It's just fun. It's fun to think about I feel like we're all preparing kids for the world, like, you know, in career and college and all that fun stuff. So it's interesting to think, to hear how things are different, but the same as kids are 15 and 16 instead of 5, 6, 7, and 8. It's fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. It's much more fun to talk about than the M step, because I don't think we ever, you know, I think if we prepare our kids for the world, then all that other stuff will take care of itself.
Well said. Hey, I see you've got your green on, my friend. And I know that Josh and Lisa are all, they also know about this as well. But, you know, the Western School District, there's so much to celebrate, but there's some hurt going on right now, too, with Mr. D. Colby, could you, you're over at Parma right now, and I know that's where Mr. D has been for the bulk of his career. I also know he's in the middle school now. Could you speak to some of the things that are going on? And I know we're all still keeping Tim in our thoughts, and we're praying for him, and we want him to get through this as quick as possible. But if you could just kind of take it away, I'd love to hear some of the thoughts you've got, Colby.
Yeah, it's been rough. There's no sugarcoating it. There's no way around it. and I've said to lots of friends and family and coworkers, I have never met a more perfect man than Tim Davidson. I know that he believes in Jesus, and I know that as followers, our goal and we strive to be more like him. And I've never met a man that embodies that like Mr. Davidson did. I've never ever, I mean, everybody gets on everyone's nerves at some point or in some way, but I never have heard anyone say or feel, or, and just Mr. Davidson is just a great man.
And I would agree with that too. I got to meet Mr. Davidson for the first time actually 3 weeks ago. He stayed after and played basketball with our high school students. It's amazing, in just that hour of playing basketball with him, I could see exactly what you're talking about coming out, just in the way he acted and his personality. And you've never met a more genuine and sincere person.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Mr. Gilpin, I think maybe it would be appropriate if we just kind of ended with, I don't know, like 10 or 15 seconds of just kind of dead air. Mm-hmm. And all of the Western family, we could, if you're listening, we could just kind of be thinking about Mr. Davidson, and maybe even saying a little prayer if that's something that you do.
Absolutely.